we all know as Christians, 3:16, by just seeing the number at a football game or on TV, or Tim Tebow put it under his eye black, that represent John 3:16. And so what I'm saying, we're taking back every number, is I'm transforming it just like 3:16 is John. I'm doing that to 5:26, which is your birthday, and your wife's birthday, 6:10, or Ashley Woldridge's birthday, 1:16. That's Romans. 1:16 is for I am unashamed of the gospel of God's grace. So every number now has hidden hope in it, and I teach you how to see it and hold on to it.
Welcome to the Let's Go 360 podcast. I'm Larry Fraley, your host, and I'll be bringing you conversations with outstanding mission-minded leaders with the aim of helping you develop your own spiritual life by understanding what God is doing through our guests' lives as we learn about their ministries and what God has called them to do. Well, greetings, everyone. I'm Larry Fraley, your Let's Go 360 podcast host. First of all, thank you for supporting Let's Go 360 with your positive ratings, kind comments, and referrals to your friends. Let's Go 360 is part of Christ Church of the Valley here in the greater Phoenix, Arizona area. Throughout the valley, CCV has 15 campuses where children may enjoy interactive activities that strengthen their faith, where students can learn how to be Christ-centered change agents. Regardless of where you're at in your own personal walk, adults young and old will discover a place in which they can grow and feel at home. Well, with us today is Gordon Wickert. Gordon is a member of our church, very involved, and a few years ago, Gordon began a journey that we're going to talk about today. He is probably, in my book, as one of the most interesting men in the world category. We've all heard the commercial about the most interesting man in the world. Gordon kind of fits this, and we're going to see today. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Gordon, God had you on a journey, and several years ago, you began this journey, and you're going to share that with us today. But tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started.
For sure. Thank you for having me today. My name is Gordon Wickert. I'm a CCV member here. I've been here for 10 years. I love this church. I'm married to my beautiful wife, Cindy Wickert. I have five beautiful children, four daughters, one son. Andrew James was in our special needs ministry. Unfortunately, he passed away. He's with the Lord on 7-1 this year. So we're just transitioning into this new life. But God gave me this amazing gift of Bible memorization and seeing it everywhere I go, through numbers, through revelation out in the world. And so I actually have this great passion to follow Jesus, to serve Jesus, and to memorize the Bible as best I can, and take my Bible study on the go with me out in the streets, out in the workplaces. Wherever there's a number, I teach that's where hope can be found. So it's really encouraging. It like fuels my faith all day long. So for 21 years, I've been on, I call it church camp fire, for 365 days a year, because I'm always in his word, because I see it everywhere I go. And that's what I'm here to tell you guys about. And maybe you guys can be inspired and learn it yourself.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And certainly I'm going to have a little later time, Gordon, that I'm going to actually test you. So I want to give you a little heads up. But I know I don't need to really do that. So this all kind of started, you said 21 years ago, but you came from the corporate world, right? Now you're no longer there. You're actually in full-time ministry doing this. Tell us a little bit about that transition and maybe how it started.
For sure. So I was actually a fraud investigator at a bank for the last 23 years. And I felt the urge to start a mission, to start a ministry, to start this gift that God gave me, and I call it Hope in Numbers, which stands for holding on to promises everywhere. That's the acronym for Hope in Numbers. And the Lord, just several signs, like it talks about in Judges, where Gideon asked for a sign from God, and God gave him two signs in a row. And God gave me a sign like, you should jump out of the boat. I'm calling you now. And as of 12/31/2022, I retired from my job and went into full-time ministry on teaching and preaching how to memorize God's word with this new upgraded way. So I just did that, and it's kind of like walking on the water. If you take your eyes off Jesus, you kind of might sink, but I'm just right now focused straight ahead on the Lord, and it's just been inspiring. It's just been amazing. I've had so many people like even you reaching out and giving opportunities to get this word out, because this generation needs to know the Bible better. Jesus preached knowing the Bible better. The Bible says, Joshua 1:8, if I never let this book of the law depart from your mouth, meditate on it day and night so you can be careful to do everything written in it, then you'll be prosperous and successful. I believe I might be part of the answer to that gift, this gift that God gave me. And so I just want to bless the world. And we're in full-time ministry, and it's just been a joy.
Well, I know your mission says that you're about taking back the world for Jesus Christ by transforming every number. What do you mean by that?
So this world has a thing of where they take the Bible out of like monuments, like the Ten Commandments off the walls. They're trying to take God, in God we trust, off our money. Well, I'm trying to put it back by every number now can represent a promise from God. We all know as Christians, 3:16, by just seeing the number at a football game or on TV, or Tim Tebow put it under his eye black, that represent John 3:16. And so what I'm saying, we're taking back every number, is I'm transforming it just like 3:16 is John. I'm doing that to 5:26, which is your birthday, and your wife's birthday, 6:10, or Ashley Woldridge's birthday, 1:16. That's Romans 1:16, for I am unashamed of the gospel of God's grace. So every number now has hidden hope in it, and I teach you how to see it and hold on to it. And it's actually really encouraging when you're driving or walking, or no matter where you see a number, that's where hope can be found. So I teach you how to hold on to his promises and be encouraged throughout your whole day, not just in a church service or on when you see a great verse in your Bible study or online. You can literally, anywhere there's a number, if you see the verse, you can own it and hold on to that promise or truth from his word.
Now, I see you wearing different clothing, t-shirts and baseball caps, that sort of thing. The last time I saw you, you had a baseball cap that had 633 on it. What's the significance of that?
21 years ago, I asked my senior pastor at the Vineyard Christian Fellowship. He said, hey, I walked to him. I said, what's a verse I could build my life on as my senior pastor? And he goes, Matthew 6:33. And that's what it represents. It's the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is giving the greatest sermon of his life, right? And it's seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well. And he gave me that. I memorized it. And then my pastor challenged me, memorize one verse a week for 52 weeks. By the end of the year, you'll know 52 scriptures. So I took that challenge. I started doing it. And the cool transition was I started memorizing more than one a week. And by the end of the year, I knew 500 just by being challenged by one and this gift that God has given me. So I've been doing it for 21 years, memorizing, and it's just been such a blessing. It helps so many different ways out in our world to be a light to somebody, that I just give them their birthday verse at like Chipotle or In-N-Out Burger. I just ask them, what's your birthday? And they tell me, and I give them a scripture, which is a gift to them. And actually the Lord takes it and speaks right to their heart. And they start crying sometimes. They start high-fiving me. Or some people have even said, for example, I met this girl like a while back just on the street, and she goes, my birthday's 8/28. And I was like, Romans 8:28 says, and God will work all things together for good if you love God and are called according to his purposes. She's like, oh my goodness, I never made the connection that's my birthday and that's my favorite scripture. So it was like a really cool like God moment of like encouragement to her. And she got to, not only is it her birthday, but it's her favorite verse. And I'm pretty sure she'll never forget that.
Well, we're going to get into your book now. Now, your book, which I'm holding in my hand here, has a very interesting cover. There's actually a handprint on it. What's the significance of that?
There's a handprint with a really good grip. And then on the other side, there's a devil. It's like the monster scrapes. And so in the middle, you'll see a very subtle, it says Hope Wars. So we're in a war for hope for our soul. No, if you know it or not, we're in a battle for hope. And the devil's trying to pull our Bible out of our hand, and the Lord's trying to put it back in our hand. And the whole analogy is this. We're in a tug of war with the Bible. Now, just picture, I know that's not the Bible, but picture it as a Bible. And I give you 5 steps on how to hold on to promises everywhere. Just like we have 5 fingers, I give you 5 steps on how to have the best grip on God's word. And that's an acronym that stands for truth. It's try hope in numbers. Have the right, renew your mind to it. If you use God's word, use it. teach people it and hold it like you hold on to your marriages till death do you part, you have the best grip on God's word and you will win the tug of war for hope in your soul.
Wow, that's pretty creative. That is very creative. So you're telling me and our audience that this book will teach us how to memorize scripture, maybe not as well as you, but it gets us down the path, right?
Yeah, it's just Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise small beginnings. God just rejoices in you beginning to work. And so I've been doing this for 21 years. So you're looking at like LeBron James or Tom Brady winning. Like you're seeing me at the end, not at the beginning. At the beginning, I knew one, Matthew 6:33. So if you don't know any today, just be encouraged that God just rejoices you in beginning to try this. And over the years, you need to understand your brain type and how you memorize. And then I teach you how to make memories with a memory verse, and you'll never forget it. If it's your wife's birthday, your child's, your anniversary, a date of death, no matter what number out in the world, if it's significant to you, a jersey number, people have a favorite jersey number, people have a favorite number, people have like a number that haunts them always. And I'm like, well, what's the Bible say in that? And it's a constant reminder of truth and promises and hope. And it literally, I've taught hundreds of people, and I know people that went from one verse they knew in 3 months, no, 58 now, like, and they never forget them.
That's amazing. Well, I'm going to put you to the test.
Let's go.
We haven't talked about this. You have no idea what I'm going to say. I'm going to ask you to recite scripture for each one of my grandchildren.
For sure.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Here we go. The firstborn, which is Preston, was born on 1013. 97.
10:13 is my third theme verse for Hope and Numbers. And it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has seized you except for what's common to man. And God is faithful. He won't let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And when you are tempted, he provides a way out to stand up under it. And that's a theme verse for me, because how do we stand up temptation? Jesus in the wilderness, he used scripture to defeat the devil's lies. And our way out is the same way, to know scripture. And that's where I get all my motivation from, is when Jesus was tempted, he used scripture to defeat it. And that's what his verse says. This is how we're going to defeat it. The way out is knowing the Bible and knowing truth and standing on it.
Okay, you're one for one. How about Peyton? He was born on 8-5.
8-5. Romans 8-5 says, so if you're controlled by the sinful nature, it leads to death. If you're controlled by the Spirit, it leads to life and peace. And that's Romans 8-5.
Okay. All right, two for two. Paige was born on 3/26.
3/26. Proverbs 3:26 talks about how God is our saves us from traps, and he is our security. He's our full security, and he saves us from evil traps. Proverbs 3:26. I also like Daniel 3:26. This is where Nebuchadnezzar verse 25 says, I see four men in the fire, and the fourth one looks like the Son of God. And then verse 26 says, so Nebuchadnezzar calls out to them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out of the fire. And then verse 30 talks about how they get promoted for getting through the fire in Daniel.
All right. We have Paisley was born 6/22.
Psalms 62 verse 2 says, you, Lord, are my rock, my salvation, my fortress, while I will not be shaken.
Okay. Carly 11:24.
Mark 11:24 says, if you ask anything according to my will, I will hear you, but you must believe it will happen. That's Mark 11:24.
Kennedy 10:11.
Can I quote 10:10 and 10:11? It goes together. It's John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and have it to the fullest. That's John 10:10. Verse 11 says, and I am the good shepherd, the one who lays his life down for the sheep.
Avery 11:22.
Deuteronomy 11:22 says, obey, commit wholeheartedly to the commands I'm giving you today. Show love to the Lord by walking in his ways and holding tightly to them. That's actually one of my book covers, Hold Tightly Onto His Promises. That's one of my theme verses, 11:22 of Deuteronomy.
Mm. Shauna 2:8.
Her birthday's in 2 days. I named my daughter after this verse. It's Ephesians 2:8. Her name's Emily Grace, and Shauna, it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It's a gift of God so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8.
All right. My other daughter, Jamie, 7:22.
Romans 7:22 says, I love the law of God with all of my heart.
Trevor, 2:6.
That's today's day, which says, 1 John 2:6 says, if you claim to live in God, you must walk as Jesus walked.
Jake, 7:25.
Ooh, I have to say 7:24 and 25 because they go together, but Matthew 7:24 and 25 are the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says, if you hear the words of mine and you put them into practice, you're like a man or a woman, a person basically, who built their life on the rock. The storm, this is verse 25, the storm came and beat against the house and blew, but it was able to stand firm because it was built on the rock. That's Matthew 7:24 through 25.
Eva, 12:28.
I have to do 27 and 28 because they go together. But Hebrews 12:27 says, everything in this world will be shaken and removed, so only unshakable things remain. Verse 28, her birthday is right here. Since we receive this unshakable kingdom, let us worship God in holy fear and awe.
Michaela, 12:30.
This is like one of my favorites ever. Mark 12:30 says, and you must love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And the second verse right after that, 12:31, the day I started my ministry, and you must love your neighbor. The second one is equally as important. Jesus says, you must love your neighbor as yourself. Mark 12:30 and 31.
Ashley 1:16.
I'm unashamed of the gospel of God's grace. It is the power that's within us for the Jew and the Gentile.
Jason 7:16.
Psalms 71 verse 6 says, you've taken care of me since I was in the womb, O God. This is why I praise you all day long.
5:26. That's my birthday.
That's it. I like this one for you because you're married, but 25 and 26 says, husbands love your wife like Christ loves the church. And then verse 26 says, and you need to make her holy by washing her by the water of the word of God.
Well, I'm going to be sure I'm going to hear about that tonight. How about my wife's birthday, which is 6:10?
6:10. I'm going to give you Ephesians 6:10. It says one final word. This is where the armors of God start off. It says, I give you one final word. Be mighty in God and mighty in his power. And then it goes into, and put on the full armor of God so you can stand up against the devil's wicked schemes. That's Ephesians 6:10 and 11 through 18 are the armors of God. So your wife got the armor of God. Let's go.
Okay. Well, 17 for 17. That's pretty impressive. So, you know, Gordon, you mentioned earlier the five pillars, fingers actually, of hope in Numbers. Could you go over those again with us? The first one I remember was try it.
Yes. So let's memorize a verse right now. Let's pick a verse like 2:10. If we wanted to, let's say as a group right now, we want to memorize 2:10. And so we would try this number. And so what would we do? We'd go into this app that I've built or the book that I have. You can get the birthdays all on the back of the book. They're all in there, at least one. And we'd go Ephesians 2:10, which says, we are Christ's masterpieces. And then it says, he created us anew in Christ Jesus to do good works he planned long for us to go in advance. So we're a masterpiece. So let's try that verse. Let's try to memorize that. That's the first step. Try it. With the right attitude, some people when I talk to people about this, they're like, I'm not good at it. They immediately say they're not good. And I'm like, according to the Bible, it says, I can do all things through Christ. Not that I can. So take away the T. Jesus died on that T, that cross. Now I can do it. And just change your perspective. Maybe you just didn't have this upgrade yet. So that's why you got to try it with the right attitude. You're going to love it. That's the first step. The second step, now that we have 2:10 and we're going to memorize Ephesians 2:10, we are Christ's masterpieces. You needed to renew your mind to it. Just like Extreme Home Makeover Edition, you need to wreck the house before they remodel the house. So a lot of people's faith aren't working right now because they're using the old method of memorization and it doesn't really work anymore. We need the upgrade, which is the gift that God has shown me and given me. And it's called, so you need to renew your mind to it and remodel it with the five steps that I'm teaching and this framework. And then, so now that you've renewed it and remodeled it, now every time you see the number 2:10 for the rest of your life, 2:10 p.m., two jersey numbers, 2:10, cross the screen on a football field. It's a speed limit sign. It's an address. It's a phone number. It's a receipt total. Renew your mind. Every time you see 210, that's like, it's like, where's Waldo? Kids did that back in the day, like looking for Waldo. Well, now we're looking for 210 out in our world, and we see it. We remember we're not a mess. We're a masterpiece. And so that leads into my next step. So try it, renew your mind to it. You're going to use it. How do you use it? There's this really famous story of Ricky Henderson. Real fast, he got his $1 million check a long, long time ago. When he was 18, he got $1 million check. He's the number one base stealer for the Oakland Athletics. He gets $1 million check, and the marketing department calls him, "Hey, Ricky Henderson, what do you do with your first $1 million check?" He took it and he framed it and he put it on the wall. And the accounting department said, "You're not a millionaire until you cash into that check." And that's an earthly story. Now, here's a parable, which is earthly story with heavenly meaning, like Jesus used to do. That story is what a lot of Christians do with Bible verses. They put them on the wall, but they don't know how to live it. They put it on tattoos, but they don't know how to live it. What I teach is you got to learn how to use it and ask God for revelation and understand it in context. I actually challenge everyone, read the whole chapter so you get it in context. You're not like misleading people and you're using it out. So I teach people, you got to use it. Understand the context so you can uplift the people the right way. If you're using it wrong, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And so that's the third step, is try it, renew it, use it. Now teach people. Any teacher would say the best way to learn is to teach it. So the best way to sink it in is to tell people the verse you're working on this week. So we're working on 210. When you see 210, I know people at work would go, when they see it, they say it out loud, and their coworkers are like, "Why are you quoting out scripture out loud?" He's like, "I'm doing this hope and numbers thing. I'm just trying." And they're like, "Oh, I wonder what mine is." And so it's like a way to like witness to your neighbor or inspire someone out in the world. And so that's, you teach people, that's the way to learn it. And then the H stands for hold it. And when you get married, Jason Seeger just did my friend's wedding. I was the best man in his wedding for Lane Platowski, but your son-in-law, he did the vow, and it says to have and to hold. What does hold mean? Hold means like till the day you die, you hold on to this. And so if you hold on to that scripture till the day you die, God will reveal cool truth. The whole, every time you see it for the rest of your life, I get inspired by the same numbers in a different way, in a different season of life. When things are good, and when my son passed away, the scripture spoke a different, like I had one, can I share one verse that really spoke to me before Andrew passed away and then after he passed away? And it was Psalms 112 verse 7, and it says this: "Do not fear bad news. God confidently trusts that the Lord will take care of them." And I posted it on every Facebook post. My son went to the hospital 300, 400 times over his lifetime. For 14 years, he suffered. Medically challenged. Every time I went on Facebook, I go, "Hey, God, do not fear the bad news. I confidently trust the Lord is going to take care of him." I took that as nothing bad's going to happen to him. The day he died on 7-1, after that, I read the scripture a little different. Listen to the verse again. "Do not fear bad news. He just died. The Lord will take care of him." And God said, in heaven. Like, it was just a different perspective on the same verse in different seasons. It's not changing the truth. He's been with us always, and now he's in heaven. And that's what's going to happen with certain scriptures. So 210, you're not a mess. You're a masterpiece. I like to almost make it a rap for the youth kids. Like, you're not a mess. You're a masterpiece. Like, everyone thinks they're a mess. They mess up with sin. But according to the Bible, it says, he who knew no sin became sin for us so we could become the righteousness of God. So if people really believe that, in Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation if you're in Christ. If our youth could understand this, they would walk around with such a confidence that they're made in the image of God, and revelations on scripture would just happen a lot more. And so that's what Hope and Numbers is in a nutshell. I show you how to do it, and then God takes over and inspires you in your life, with your family, in your environment, and he shows up and shows off. I have thousands of stories about it. Like, it's crazy. And so,
well based on those five things, it's almost like this could be used in a small group, or in a neighborhood group, or in a group setting, yeah, right?
Exactly. I'm actually, tomorrow night, someone invited me to their neighborhood group from CCV. Someone heard about it. They're like, "Hey, would you come speak to us and teach us the five steps?" And I'm like, "Well, I'd love to." So now that I do this full time, I want to speak at neighborhood groups or anywhere, churches, FCAs I've been going to, teaching the kids. And I'm getting great responses like, "I've never heard of this before." And it may be because I've never seen it. It's not that I like to tell the audience is like, I don't try to impress you guys. I like to bless you guys. God gave me that one day because I spit like 50 verses in like 5 minutes one day. And I was like, dude, that's kind of sounds like kind of prideful. It can come across prideful, but that's not my heart. My heart is not to impress you guys, but to bless you guys. Because if you could do this, you could win in your marriages, your relationships, your finances, your environment, like your job, your career, your ministry. If you really know what I do, you can attach this to anything in your life because it's just your spiritual daily walk. We pray, we worship, we read the Bible, and God says we need to memorize it, have it in our heart. And just like Jesus with the devil in the wilderness, he was able to diffuse the devil's temptation with truth from God's word. He used Deuteronomy 8:3, Deuteronomy 6:16, and Deuteronomy 6:13. You shall not live on bread alone, but on every word of God. Don't put the Lord your God to the test and serve him and serve him only. My framework, what I do is basically just what Jesus did. And I think this world is lacking in knowledge of what they're reading in their Bible once they leave it. And so I teach you how to hold on to, that's the framework of my book, Holding On to Promises Everywhere with the acronym of TRUTH. And if you see on the front of my book cover here, it has an 831 in the name. John 831 says this, if you're truly a disciple of mine, you will hold to my teaching. Hold to my teaching. And it says, verse John 8:32, and says, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And so I teach you how to hold on to truth and set you free. And I'm getting nothing but great response of me helping people free from addiction, disease, and having it, and still like being confident that the Lord has a plan. Just you name it. Scripture has the answer, and I teach you how to hold it. And so it's just nothing but a great time all day.
Well, we know Proverbs 4:23 tells us that above all else, you know, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from your heart. So I'm going to take 4:33, and I'm going to memorize that. I'm going to look for it on license plates. Anywhere I can see a number, I'm going to start looking for these scriptures and practice what you're teaching.
I love it. I would love to hear how you do. And yeah, it's kind of cool if you already know a few and then now the light goes on that this is an idea out there you didn't even know. And now you're like, oh, I know 8:31, which is Romans. If God is for us, who could be against us? Or Proverbs 4:23, it says above all else, guard your heart because everything you do flows from it. Like now that you know that, that's what happens. And it literally is highlighted. It's like, you know, you highlight your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It highlights, God like highlights it out in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you buy a car, and once you buy it, you see it everywhere you go?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing applies. You own a verse, and you memorize it, and you choose it, because it chose you and it speaks to you. It's going to follow you. I call it, it chases you down everywhere you go. It's insane. Like, I'm driving down Chase Bank the other day, and it has address 828, and that says God works all things together for good. And that verse chases me down. Like, I see it everywhere I go. Like, good happens, bad happens, God works it together. Even though my son died, it was actually a very sad time, but it was a very, like, Jesus was there. Like, I can't even explain the peace that he gave me as I watched him go into the presence at 14 years old. Like, 828 chases me down, follows me, and the same thing will happen for you. 423 or any number that you guys try out in your world, in your audience, watch it, God show it to you on a receipt total, a license plate. No matter where you go, he's the one that does it, and it's nothing to do with us, so it's pretty cool.
Well, how can the folks listening find out more about Hope in Numbers?
For sure, for sure. So you can check out our website at Hope in Numbers. It's H-O-P-E-I-N in numbers, just spelt normal, at .net. And that's where our website is. That's where our all of our stuff. There's a cool there's a cool video of when I was on the news, and it was actually nominated for an Emmy for religious news. And it's nothing to do with us. Like, I was just telling what I just told you, and it got nominated for an Emmy award just to show you that people are hurting for this word and needing this. Like, this is just a cool upgrade. Just like the old flip phone needs to be upgraded, I think your spiritual gifts needs to be upgraded. So check out our website. We have a book out. We have an app coming out. We have a 40-hour masterclass on YouTube. We social media, I do 3 to 4 videos a day teaching you. I go live every day, Monday through Friday. I call myself, I go to CCV as my serving church, is where I serve and I love, and I've been here for 10 years working with the students. I'm like the when we our motto is win, train, send. I'm like more trained. I like to train the people that already saved. So our church gets, and we do all of those well here at CCV. I'm just saying I'm really good at training the people to Peter. 1 Peter 3:15 says, you need to be able to give a reason for the hope you have in your heart. And if you could lead people to the word and the exact address and they could go read it themselves, that's where I feel a lot of the stuff's happening. So Monday through Friday, I go live on Instagram, and I just started, so I'm working on all of it to make it better. But we got a team. I go to an amazing church. I got people praying, and we got the Lord of the universe just like backing this up. Like, I can't even explain. Like, just blessing upon blessing everywhere. Like, my son passed, but all these, like, it was really just he's in heaven. He's good. Now it's time for you to like tell this story for his glory. And I add him to all my ministry. I'm like, you want to meet my son? You got to go to heaven. At the end of all my talks now, I'm like, I bring up how Andrew's situation happened, and it's sad. It gets people. And then I'm like, you got to know Jesus if you want to meet my son. And if you don't, I can help lead you there in a very inviting way. That's not too like beating over your head. It's like a very welcoming message with my son's story and the Bible together. It's like God knew what he was doing every step this whole time.
Well, Gordon, thank you for being here today. We'd love to have you back, because I think we'd love to hear about that story, that journey that you walked through with your son. So we'll have you back on the next episode. Again, check out the show notes of this episode. You'll find not only where you can get the book, but other helpful information about this unbelievable ministry. And we just pray, Gordon, that God uses you and continues to use you in such amazing ways, because you truly do have a gift and you know how to teach it to others. So thank you for being here.
My pleasure. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Let's Go 360 podcast, sponsored by Christ Church of the Valley. Check out CCV at ccv.church and our missions activity at ccv.church/missions, where we are trying to fulfill the Great Commission, inspired by the Great Commandments.